Arbitration for Clifford Holcomb, CLIFFORD HOLCOMB. Clifford Holcomb, Data Services 131-2022, date of birth 8-8-1976. It's a procedure in interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with epidurogram under fluoroscopy. The medical indications are as follows. Mr. Clifford Holcomb is a victim who has been having pain in multiple regions, secondary to an automobile accident that almost happened 20 years ago, where his head went through the window. He resulted in having TBI, scar of 6 inches in the left elbow and the left knee, as well as pain in the right shoulder, right hip, right lower back, mid back, neck, and both elbows, as well as both knees. And these pains have continued overall in different proportions. He had surgery for the left elbow in 2000 at DMC, and he had a surgery for left knee with plated screw in 2000 at DMC. The patient has been having a rotator cuff here in the right shoulder, and his MRI along with physical examination are found positive. Multi-level disc bulging in cervical spine C3, 4 to C6, herniated disc at C6, 7 is present with facet joint enlargement and spinal canal stenosis. T9, T7, T7, T8, and T8-9, there is a disc herniation in the thoracic spine. In the lumbar spine, L1, L2, and L4, L5 disc herniation is noticed, along with moderate spinal canal stenosis. He is currently getting lumbar epidural steroid injection, which will be followed by thoracic epidural and then cervical epidural. The patient is responding to this cortisone injections significantly. And after the end of the procedure, he informed that 60% pain was almost gone, and hence these injections are important to bring him healing, decrease the pain, decrease the need for opiates, and decrease the need for any surgery, and improve the ADLs. The procedure is done according to the protocol. Thank you.